Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Second date update.
A woman named Mallory emailed the show for a second date update today, and her email said that she had one of the most embarrassing moments ever happen on this date. So she's 99.9% sure it's the reason that he's not calling her back.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a pretty high percentage.
I would go for sure.
Now, she didn't say what it was, but Mallory, I'm guessing you went to McDonald's and didn't have enough to order off the dollar menu?
Oh.
Happens to Jose all the time, so don't feel too embarrassed.
I said
No, that's not it. It was a date, so he would have paid anyway.
Okay. Sometimes women pay. I think that's totally fine.
No, right?
Yep, those are the rules, according to Mallory.
Okay, Mallory.
I feel like if it's a date, then...
All right,
we're getting sidetracked. Let's go back to the embarrassing part.
So first, tell us about the guy that you want us to call. What's his name?
His name's Danny.
Okay.
Danny, okay.
How'd you meet Danny?
I met him when I was out at a bar with a bunch of friends.
Okay.
And he was kind of chatting me up at the bar. And near the end of the night, he was like, hey, I feel like I'm having a really good time with you and I would love to hang out with you again sometime. So he took my number.
Pretty classy.
Yeah.
I mean, usually when you hit up somebody at a bar, it's like, hey, you want to come back to my place tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he was a really nice guy. And so I gave him my number and...
It sounds pretty embarrassing, that whole...
I'm working my way up to that.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Keep going then.
So he was like, why don't we go back to the bar where we were hanging out the other night? And
you didn't remember where that was. Oops, embarrassing. Awkward.
Nope.
Oh, okay. I'm still waiting.
Still remembered.
Okay. So you remembered the bar and you went back?
Yeah.
I went to the bar and he was like, I wonder if you'd be up for playing a little game. And so I was like, sure. And he said that he had this game called the Epic Yarn Challenge.
The Epic, like yarn, like string yarn?
Well, he was talking about like telling a story to a group of strangers for 15 minutes straight.
Whoa.
That would like keep them captivated for the whole 15 minutes where they'd be like so enthralled with your story that by the end be like applauding and offering to buy you like rounds of drinks.
So it was a competition between you two to like approach random people in the bar and tell them long stories and see who got the best reaction.
Yes. So I was just like, yeah, I think, you know, why not? I have something that could work for that.
So who went first? Did he go first or you?
So, yes, he went first. And we're sort of like in the back area. There were like three tables. And he was starting to tell the story about how, like, when he was back in high school, there was this girl that he, like, fell in love with. And he always wanted to ask her out, but she actually moved away before he had a chance to do anything, to like approach her or talk to her.
It and sounds like kind of a boring story so far to me.
Yeah, I kind of tuned out.
Yeah, I agree, but like for some reason, everybody in the bar was totally captivated by his story. Like
drinking does
like
that to you. Anything's interesting when you're drunk.
Well, it just sounds like he was like charismatic.
Yeah, exactly. He was telling the story better than I am now, but he was just like, you know, she came back and he finally had a chance to talk to her. And that girl is in this room right now.
What?
So he turns to me and he was like, I've loved you since high school. And he gets down on one knee.
No, shut up.
And proposes to me in the bar in front of everybody.
Oh, my God.
I, like, didn't know what to do, and I was just like, yes.
So you're engaged to a guy who's not calling you back?
Dude, I'm into it. I'm applauding already,
He made
too.
Up this whole story just to get the best applause in your guys' little story competition.
Yo, was it made up or was it true?
Made up. I mean, everybody's so on board with this. I don't want to like ruin everybody's time, and I thought it was hilarious.
So then what was your 15-minute story?
Yeah, how do you follow
that? Well, I didn't even have to do my story. He totally took it over, so I didn't have to do, I didn't get to do a story.
All right. So how did this night end? Where's the embarrassing part of this?
So people were buying us drinks, and he you know, like I said, he's like a real outgoing, like very charismatic person. People were talking to both of us, but like more like talking to him. And like, I don't know, I kind of was drinking more than I usually do, I guess. And so I got drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, and nice.
At the end of the night, he's like, let me take you home. Ooh. Because I was drunk, but he was very kind and gentlemanly about it. And I was like having a great time. And we were laughing about the whole entire situation, how well he pulled that off and everything. Yeah. And laughing so much that like at one point, so this is the embarrassing part. I laughed so hard that I peed.
You peed
your pants.
Like right on the seat of his car.
Oh no! You peed your pants on your new fiance's car.
Welcome to married life.
Yeah, it was bad. And he like even like pulled over and he like grabbed like a rag in his back trunk or something.
Did it ruin the vibe or was he like cool?
He was really understanding and like nice, and he wasn't like angry, or he wasn't like, I can't believe you just ruined my car, and you know, he wasn't like mad at me.
Probably wasn't a very nice car either.
Oh my God. I am mortified for you.
Honestly, I have no idea. I hope it wasn't too nice of a car because I peed in it.
Oh my God. Yeah,
it's a Geo Prism. Who cares?
If she had had like a bottle of water or something to like spill over yourself on accident, like, I just spilled this water.
God,
everywhere.
Brooke, you are
like
the worst
anything.
In like embarrassing moments.
I feel like you peed in several places and didn't tell people.
Don't tell people.
Don't trust Brooke now. If she's ever carrying around a bottle of water, now you know.
I'm just saying. Okay. You need a cover up. Okay. It's too late.
So, how long has it been since you've spoken with Danny?
It's been like a week.
Ooh, yeah, you're a pee girl.
I'm pretty sure that he doesn't want to talk to me ever again after I peed in his car.
I
don't know. Like, I'm like hoping that maybe he would give me a second chance because I really.
You deserve one.
You know. You do. I agree.
Yeah, you played along. We're going to get this for you.
Yeah, we're going to play a song. We'll come back and we'll call your fiance, Danny, and try and get you your second date update. Okay, Mallory?
Okay.
All right, hold on. We've got one of our listeners named Mallory on the phone for a second date update. And Mallory went through a big range of emotions during her night out.
Yeah, she did.
She was challenged to a storytelling competition at a bar and never even got a chance to tell her story because her date Danny stole the show with a big tale about a girl in high school that he was in love with. And she didn't know it for all those years, but now she's in the bar with us that night. And he got down on a knee and proposed to Mallory in front of everyone.
I would cry if I was just in the crowd. I would have teared up.
The reason that he did it was to win the bet that they had made and to get some free drinks, which he did end up doing.
Lots.
So Mallory got kind of drunk, as engaged people tend to do.
More than kind of.
Yeah.
Wasted.
And he took her home that night, and on the way back, she was laughing so hard in his car about what had happened, she peed on the front seat.
Oh, no.
So Mallory feels like she may have ruined the night. But Mallory, let me just tell you, don't feel embarrassed.
Really?
All right?
Okay.
I've peed on many men's seats before. And I've come out just fine.
How?
Yeah,
how many?
I think that's a different situation.
Yeah.
I think he'll give you another shot.
No, I don't think so. I mean, he's obviously not returning her calls for a very obvious reason.
But men are the worst at peeing places when they're drunk. They're way worse than women. You have to have some sympathy if you're a dude. Guaranteed he's peed in at least a corner of a bedroom at some point, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he has. But it's just, I don't know, I really like him. And I just am hoping that he'll give me a second chance.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he better. I mean, if you're cool enough to be proposed to on a first date in a fake proposal, he should be cool enough to have some real pee on his seat.
Maybe you should offer to let him pee in your car, and then you're even.
If that's what it takes, I guess so.
All right. Well, let's get him on the phone right now and see if he's up for it. We're going to call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm dialing it right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Danny, please?
Yeah, this is him. What's up?
Hey, Danny. My name's Young Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a moment to talk?
What's going on?
We do something on our show called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can reach out to us and we'll reach out to that person for you to try and figure out the reason why.
Okay.
Okay. And so there's a woman that reached out to us about you. Her name's Mallory. She told us all about the night that you guys went to a bar and that made up this great thing about long-lost loves in high school.
What was going through your head when you got down on a knee and faked proposed to a chick you just met?
She's so pretty and she's so nice. And I guess, like, I've been kind of planning to do that kind of, like, date idea with someone special. I guess I was just disappointed in the end.
Yeah, the pee thing. Well, yeah. She told us, sorry.
Yeah, she
I'm
did.
Getting ahead of myself.
She did tell us about how the night ended with your car being a little soiled. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry for your car.
It's okay. I guess I was kind of disappointed before that.
What? Wait, what? It wasn't the pee. Dude, she's humiliated.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the real deal. The truth is that it wasn't a made-up story.
What do you mean it's not a made-up story?
The story was the truth about me being in love with her.
Whoa.
Hold up.
My head. She told us that you guys had just met at a bar recently.
Yeah, like, that didn't help that she didn't remember me.
You really went to school? You know,
I did go to school with her. I'd known Mallory for a few years, you know, like, kind of from afar. And
what?
She did move away before I could do anything, and, you know, that's weird. I guess I really was kind of like proposing to her.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
Are you messing with us?
Is this
you're the big storyteller dude and now you're just going with it?
No.
She said she just met you at a bar with her friends and you hit on her and that's how you got her number.
But that's not true. You've known her for longer than that.
I guess you could say like I've known about her, but she really hasn't known about me.
Okay, that makes you sound like a stalker. How did you know about her?
I know that it sounds awkward, okay? Like, how do you tell somebody you have strong feelings for them without being creepy?
But
you do it in emojis.
No.
It lightens it.
How do you have strong feelings for someone if you don't even know them and they don't even know you exist?
I do know her. I do know about her, you know? I've cared about her for a long time, and
it's like, is it? Aw. I feel like it's like knowing a restaurant by looking at the Yelp reviews and never actually going there and then giving your an opinion on it.
So what are you disappointed in, Danny, that she didn't know that you had these feelings secretly this whole time?
Or she didn't know you existed?
Well, it's just, I guess, like, how do you tell somebody you've been in love with them for over a few years? You know, she was laughing about it and saying I'm a great storyteller. And the whole time, I'm thinking this just isn't a story.
So she's like, it's unbelievable.
Was that a real proposal then?
I mean, kind of.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay, hold up, though. So if she really said yes, you would really marry this girl.
I mean, Charity did say yes.
No, but she didn't know that she was saying yes.
And that's not going to hold up in court.
You don't go to court for engagements. What is going on?
Where do you go from here? You tell me how I tell her it was a real story and it was really about her. What would you do?
Well, you kind of already did tell her.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, this is about to be so
Because
good.
She's been on the other line listening this whole time and she wants to talk to you.
No. Tell me you're lying.
She may have fainted because I probably would have.
This is nuts.
Mallory?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't hold it in.
Is that all true?
Yeah, it's true, and I'm sorry you had to find out this way.
Oh my God.
I feel terrible. Like, I can't believe, like,
I'm so heavy.
I don't understand, like, what, this is, like, a lot to take in. How are you disappointed that I didn't know that we hadn't met before if we hadn't met before?
No.
Like, I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense.
I guess I'm really disappointed in myself because after all this time and thinking about you, this is the way that I try to let you know how I felt, and it was the wrong way to do it, and I guess I'm sorry. You know, like, what do you do in this situation?
I feel like one thing could be to be honest with someone.
But that would have scared you away. I know that would have scared you away if I had just told you, you know? Like, we were just really, like, getting to, like, spend time together.
Yeah, better to just propose to her right off the bat before she even knows who you are.
See, I'm with Jeffrey on that
one. I mean, hearing that sounds crazy, too.
Is there no middle ground with you?
Yeah. I mean, like, I humiliated myself in your car on the way home, and, like, I felt like I'm going out on a limb by taking the story to like a radio show to reach out to you.
Which and is kind of weird, like, but that's okay.
Oh, you're being the judgy one now. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
I'm saying that I'm weird.
Okay, creeper.
No, maybe.
Oh my God. Maybe it's, like,
maybe it's just kind of nice, you know, that we both like don't need to feel bad. Maybe, you know, maybe this is just like part of a story of us figuring out how to like try this thing.
Hey.
Yeah. What do you say? You call it even, Mallory.
Wait, hold on. I don't even know where Mallory is at this. Are you creeped out? Do you see red flags? Are you thinking this is romantic?
Or do you feel the same? Are you in love?
Because personally, I feel like I need to tell you to run, but I don't know.
I mean, there are definitely a lot of conflicting emotions right now because I don't understand completely where you're coming from. I do feel like it was kind of like I've been stalked. It's weird. It's definitely weird. I mean,
it's definitely a lot to process, especially on a radio show. So why don't we offer to send you guys out on another date so you guys can talk about this, sort everything out.
Yeah.
And then maybe things will become more clear.
Yeah.
So wait, who do we ask at this point?
Mallory, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Do I ask Danny if he'd be willing to go on a second date? Because I think he would.
Yeah.
Wait, Danny? No, but Danny, could you go on a normal second date? Because you proposed to this girl. She said yes. You didn't like the outcome and then suddenly wouldn't call her back. Like, are you okay with normal?
Yes. I am actually a pretty chill guy normally. This is just, I am very tongue-tied around you, Mallory, and so, like, it just made it easier for me to kind of do it this way.
Love makes you do crazy things.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it wouldn't hurt to just have a conversation about this and see how things turn out.
See?
Oh, my God.
All right.
It's not a bad idea.
I am so interested in what is going to happen next.
I know.
Next.
I want to be a fly on.
And, like, I really look forward to just hanging out with you now that you know everything and that story was really about you.
Oh, my God. You should do the story off again, and this time she's going to publicly divorce you in front of everyone.
I am hated this man.
I don't know. I think we go back to peeing on each other's seats. That sounds way more romantic.
Okay, either one.
Okay, I think I just need to go right now because I just really need to process all this. So.
Oh, my God.
You have to go? Is it number one or number two? We'll let you go,
that's
okay?
That's a low blow.
Oh, my God. Mallory, keep us updated.
Okay.